56. Godly Living. Matthew 12:33-37. Am I taking seriously the fact that I will give an account for every careless word I speak? Make a tree good, and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Insight. In 2007, a documentary came out called Friends of God, featuring Ted Haggard, one of the most powerful evangelical Christian leaders in the country at the time. Ted was adored and seemed like the most joyful and happy pastor you could know. During the filmmaking, the subject of sex and marriage comes up. Ted looks right into the camera with the demeanor of a kid in a candy store and says, "You know, all the surveys say evangelicals have the best sex life of any other group." The interviewer doubts it, so Ted turns to two male church staff right on camera and asks how many times they each have sex with their wives and how often their wives climax. "I looked straight at my parents and said, 'Now there is a false teacher and a man who does not have the Spirit of Christ. His temperament and the fruit of his lips completely contradicted the true Spirit of Christ. Christ would never ask something like that.'" Unknown to me at the time, it had come out in 2009 that Haggard had been having homosexual relations with a male prostitute for years. He was a counterfeit Christian and a decoy of Satan at the highest level. On another occasion, I attended a church service at the Rock Family Worship Center where a very dynamic speaker, Sean Smith, said to be a, quote, prophet of God, came to speak. After his dynamic sermon, he began calling on people in the 500-plus audience to speak individual prophetic words over. He points to a person way in the back of the room and says, the guy right there, you with the fro. I think that's what they still call them." I should point out that the speaker himself was a black man. The person that came forward was a woman, not a man. Secondly, he began telling her that she was rejected as a child and didn't feel loved by her family, etc. At this point, I paused the scene and asked, "Would the Holy Spirit call someone forward by describing their hairstyle in a derogatory way, miss the sex of the person, and then start revealing private and personal pains right in front of 500 strangers? The answer is no, he would not. What you think about and who you truly are will inevitably come out of your mouth on a regular basis. The devil has so many counterfeits, and good discernment is critical, but you can only have it if you love the truth and you are putting into practice what you already know. See Hebrews 5:14. Otherwise, God will allow you to be deceived by evil, lying spirits. See 1 Kings 22:22 and 2 Thessalonians 2:10-12. You are in a serious spiritual war for your soul, and the devil is not some dumb lion. Listen carefully to what people talk about, and pay attention to their temperament especially teachers, and you can discern their heart. See verse 34. But if you do not love the truth, it will not matter what comes out of their mouths. You will still be deceived by a lying spirit. The Washington Post fact checkers tracked over 30,000 lies told by Donald Trump over his term as president. That is 21 lies a day. God says in Revelation 21:8 that the place for all liars is the fiery lake of burning sulfur, while millions of, quote, Christians say his place should be the Oval Office. The Jesus of the Bible says all men will give an account for every careless word spoken. But the counterfeit political Jesus says, quote, Donald Trump is my chosen Cyrus. These people, blinded by their love of money and this temporary life here, cannot see that while God has indeed used honorable pagans like Cyrus and Nebuchadnezzar, he has never used a hypocrite like Donald Trump, who claims to be a Christian and to love the Bible, the very book which will condemn him at last. Their blindness to this is proof we are seeing 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 10 through 12, happen before our very eyes. God has sent a powerful delusion to deceive all the people who do not love the truth. Eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.